وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تدعوا إنه بما تعملون بصير ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explains about the Bani Israel, and Allah put it in the Quran so that we take a lesson. We don't make the same mistake and we don't fall in the same error which they had fallen. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. Those people who make kitmani ilm, who hide away knowledge, they don't make the knowledge known. After that we have revealed bayyinat, clear signs, clear bayyinat, and huda, talks of guidance. They conceal that. Mimba'adi ma bayyinnahu linnasi fil kitab. After we had explained this for the people in the kitab, that these are the laws of Allah, and these must be taught to the people, but they hide that laws. The ulama of the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians, either for their own benefit or for the worldly gain, money, they should change the laws, and they concealed many commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So for these people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah curses those people. وَيَلْعَنَهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. And the curses, those people who curse, they also curse them. Who are they? That is coming in front. But this is always the mercy and kindness of Allah. Those who realize that we are not speaking out, we are not informing the people, we are concealing the truth. For them, they realize and they make tawbah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Who make tawbah. وَأَصْلَحُوا. And they correct themselves now. وَبَيَّنُوا. And now they explain the truth. They don't keep quiet about it. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are those that I accept their tawbah. وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And I am such, Allah says, I readily accept tawbah and I am most merciful. Now who are those other la'inun who curse the people? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who stay in that state, that they don't speak the truth, they don't make the truth manifest, they hide it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا. And they died in that condition. وَهُمْ كُفَّار. And these acts of kufr are in them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Again Allah repeats that Allah's curses are on those people. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the angels also. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And all people, even the wrongdoers, they will also say, curse upon you, you didn't tell us. You made us go astray. Even not only the righteous, annas, all people will also curse them. And they will be in those curses, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Forever and ever. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Then the punishment will not be lessened in any way. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْزَرُونَ. And they won't be given any respite. All the time they will be in that azab of theirs. So it is our duty that we have to inform the people, and it is not necessarily that you like to do it, but you have to do many things which you don't like, but you have to do it. أَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. There are things which you might not like, it's not your cup of tea, but which necessary, it has to be done. And this is for all of us, for every individual, wherever we have our jurisdiction, our family, our friends, if we are imam of a masjid, and we are not speaking and informing the people, and people will even just go to these gatherings for curiosity, and even that is more than enough for ihsan. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Just by increasing that numbers, you are part of those people. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِعَمَلِ قَوْمٍ. A person who is satisfied with the actions of people. And being satisfied, just to socialize with them, talk, joke around, go there, just to go and see. That is all part of that, and we are all part of that. And those who did not stop them, they are also part of that. So, yeah, in this ayat, so this is a duty, as far as our Islam is concerned, a very fundamental duty, that who we are, and in tasawwuf, wahadat matlab is a very important aspect, that you don't just mix with any and everyone, even in your own circles, even those who are your the peer bhais of your sheikh, them also, you should be, have your attention only to your sheikh. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says in Akhirat, when all the great, great awliya will be there, but my eyes will be fixed on my sheikh, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Bakhti. He is enough for me, he's my sheikh. So like that, that is what we have to have, not just that harajai, that wherever we get the opportunity, we go here, we go there, we go there, that should not be the case. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, direct command to Nabi, the singular. Allah is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly, that you have istiqamat as you have been ordered to have istiqamat. This istiqamat, ulama explained the mufassirin, that things which are fixed, for there also to have things straight is not easy. Like for example, this building, it's a fixed thing, it's not moving around, but to have it exactly 90 degrees, exactly the it must be up. The square must be 100% square properly. Not 1 millimeter it must be out. You can well understand that when an aeroplane is flying, and if it is out by north degree, where will it land? Because with our legs in the namaz, which are supposed to face Qibla, and if they're not facing Qibla, there is just a small difference. But 1 meter, how much have they gone apart? 2 meters, how much more? 10 meters, how much? Completely apart. So you have to stand straight. The Sahaba told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he had become old, that now old age, is, they were feeling sorrowful and sad for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that old age has come to you and your beard, you are getting white hair now, you are becoming grey. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's not old age that has made my beard grow grey, become grey, it is the surah of Surah Hud. And in Surah Hud, Allah has made mention of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam from Nuh alayhi salam till Musa alayhi salam. The terrible punishments that came on Qawme Aad, Qawme Thamud, Qawme Lut, all the terrible punishments on Qawme Nuh, the floods that came, all that. So some opinion that it is those things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it is this ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, that be perfectly straight as you have been commanded to. Just in things which are fixed things, it is not easy to get to be 100% straight. And like the heart, a cardiologist says, the heart, when they take it out and they operate, they're working on it. They're doing the bypass and that. Not one split second is the heart static still. It's moving all the time. That's why it is called qalb. And therefore the dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, oh you who turn the heart all the time. It can have hidayat 1 second, it can have guidance 1 second. It can, and Allah Ta'ala turns it, it's between the fingers of how Allah Ta'ala turns that heart. So the heart keeps on changing. So to keep that straight, you can just understand that for example, when your person is happy, then also he must be 100% straight. He mustn't now in his happiness do wrong things. When he is angry, he must be also 100% straight. In his anger also he mustn't do anything wrong. He mustn't go out of line. He must stay in line. When he is when he's got money, then also he must be straight. When he hasn't got money, then also, even that time, sadaqah he must give. At that time also he must be straight. He mustn't be stingy. He mustn't withhold. In all conditions, in namaz you must be straight. Your thoughts must be 100% with Allah Ta'ala. And when you are with your wife and your family, also you have to keep Allah's commands in mind. Everywhere, all the time. So it's not easy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hair went white because of this, where we stand in this day. And the other ulama explained, Mufassirin, that this command Allah had given that potential to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But here it is, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ. All those who have accepted Islam with you, they have made Tawbah. For them also, they also. So the duty is on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make the effort on the Ummah, that the Ummah also. So that was very difficult, that the Ummah, I'm responsible for them also. And I have to see that they also stay straight. So it was a very, very hard command, which Allah Ta'ala then afterwards said, فَاتَّقُوا mastata'tu. That taqwa, this istiqamah was, yeah, it is what Allah wants. And that the Sahaba said, Ya Allah's Rasul, we very difficult for us. Allah made it as much as you can. And as much as you can, it's not just you, like for example, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you are feeling sleepy, close your Quran and sleep away. Now not just, you just feel little sleepy, you close your Quran. And you don't read at all, I feel very sleepy. No, you have to read. How much your istita'at, how much you can do, you have to do to that. And that is not just that what you define, that I can only manage so much. You can do more, you have to do it to the limit how much you can do. And you can, Allah has given you the potential to stay away from guna. That is why we are taken to task for guna. We can stay away, but we don't stay away. If we did not have that potential, and Allah still told us that you stay away from guna, and we didn't have brakes, and now I can't stop my car, then I'm not responsible, there are no brakes. How many accident, brake failure, then the person is excused, his brakes failed, he couldn't help it. He made an accident, but your brakes are in order. Allah has given everyone the brakes to stay away from guna. Whether it's a drug addict, whether it is some sexual guna which you want to commit, and you feel you can't stop, you can. Allah has given it to you. It's for you to use it. So, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. That is one command. Then the second command, وَلَا تَضْغَوْ. Don't transgress. Don't go beyond your limits. What limits Allah has set for you, observe those limits. Stay within those limits. It is just like in the other ayat, الْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّاهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And very important also in this context, that you have to do أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ نَهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. But this command also is controlled and is governed by وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. Keep the commands of Allah, the limits which Allah has set, keep them in mind. For example, your worker has stolen. Now you have to reprimand him, whatever action you have to take. But now you've got no right to swear him, to insult him, or to start hitting him or something. How much you can do, so much. Your child has done wrong. Many people make errors here also. The child will do mistakes, and then you bash him against the wall. In fact, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah is, for a ustad to punish his student in a state of anger is haram. When his anger is gone and he can think properly, then he must think, now I must punish the student. Because in a state of anger, in all probability, you're going to transgress the limits. With the wife, how we treat her also. So we have to keep the limits everywhere in mind. So to have istiqamah is a great, great duty, and we are duty bound with it. And then after istiqamah is to stay within our limits, not to go beyond our limits. So we can see what this command is. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Then the other, after all this, after فَاسْتَقِمْ, remain perfectly straight in all. Your namazas remain straight. Your tilawat remains straight. Don't, and in straight also comes concentration in your tilawat. Concentration in your namazas, in your zikr. We know where we stand. Where are we from being straight? We are so crooked, so crooked. We are far from being straight. And the duty is to be straight in everything. You have got your children. Treat them equally. You have to be there also. Your workers who are working under you, you have to be treat them also equally, everyone. And then don't transgress any bounds. That is another command. And after that, وَلَا تَدْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not incline to the wrongdoers. Incline, yeah, tarkanu. There are two tafsirs the Mufassirin have made. Kalbi, from your heart. Meilani yasir. A slight inclination also you must not have to the wrongdoers. And the other, meilani kalbi. From your heart you must not have any inclination to the wrongdoers. Now the wrongdoers, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah has written this principle, al-kufru duna kufrin, that one is the high kufr, which we all know what it is. And right at the bottom also there is kufr, all different levels, which Allah has said to be unthankful is also kufr. It's not that kufr, but it is termed to war, to make us feel guilty, that what are you doing? This is a, you're not making shukr, is an act of kufr. And many other things also in the Quran Sharif, Allah has referred. Until we don't have that understanding of Quran Sharif, and even the ulama who give a kufr fatwa, they don't mean that kufr. They use this kufr and they use it harshly, so that a person can jump out of his skin. I'm a kafir. So it doesn't mean you're a that kafir, but that term is used to warn you. Like to tell somebody, you rascal, or you use a worse word, you're the son of, and what, but you don't mean that. You don't mean literally he's that. But what have you done? Don't you see what you have done, where you have landed? So this is all, there are levels of kufr. So zalamu also, there is the height of zulam, which is kufr, which is shirk. And then the lower levels, there are various levels of. So according to the levels, you have to treat a person who has made kufr. For example, if your own son has become a kafir, and he has become a Shia now, and he is propagate, Allah save us all. Then you have to disassociate with him completely. Now only you can have mudarat if you have hope that you'll wean him over back again then. But just like that, just for social gatherings or just that, all the family, we're going to invite him also. That is not permitted at all. It just showed the difference. And one is, a person has done. For example, one person got roza and he forgot he got roza. And he's eating in his roza. His roza doesn't break, though he's eating. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see he's a weak person, then don't even remind him he's got roza. Let him eat. He's Ramzan, he's got roza, but he's a weak person, you can see. So that doesn't break his roza. Another person got roza, making wuzu. He knows I got roza, by mistake water went down his throat. That was also a mistake. This is also a mistake. But this mistake, his wuzu, roza will break. But no kafara, only his roza will break. One is, a person got roza, he also makes a mistake. Willingly he eats, knowingly he breaks his roza. He'll have to give kafara for 60 roza. So all are mistakes, but varied degrees, they vary. So like that also, the zulam, the wrong which people do, somebody does a small wrong, according to that you must have your relation with him. Somebody does a bigger wrong, according to that. So every person according to that level, you have to treat that person. Don't have meilani yasir even to that person, according to the levels. And don't have meilani qalbi from your heart, don't incline to this person. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. If you do so, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, the fire of Jahannam will reach you. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا. And you'll find no helper with you. Besides Allah, there is no helper. And when you are violating His laws like this, then that will be the condition, your condition also. So this is the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in it we have to see now that fastaqim for ourselves, every individual. This is not for certain people. This is for everyone. And how we have been commanded. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. And don't go beyond your limits. وَلَا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلُمُوا. Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali says, the whole of Islam is between two laws, two negatives. لَا تَدْغَوْ, don't go beyond, don't transgress your limits. And وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, and don't incline to the wrongdoers. If you keep that in mind, you will be in Islam. And the minute you're there, to that extent, you are now going out of Islam. You are going away from Islam to that extent. So this is a command for all of us. And on the other hand, to keep quiet about this is a very big sin, which is called mudahanat, treachery. That you are disloyal, you are not doing your work. And this is particularly for the ulama, generally for every person. Kullukum ra'in. Every person is a shepherd. So in our family, it's our duty to inform them. In our, amongst our friends, it's our duty to inform them. And as an alim, as the imam of the masjid, it's his duty that he informs the people. And as whatever following he has got, he has to inform those people. And it is because of negligence of this duty that the rot is setting in the ummah. Nobody wrong. How many wrong things? There's, for example, there's paddle tennis. What a terrible thing is happening. Who is really speaking about it? Many other things. Our own children wearing Levi's jeans, torn jeans, patched jeans, half socks. Nobody speaks about it. All the wrong is happening and we are all quiet about it. How many in our lives, families' lives, our neighbors, our extended family, generally in the ummah, how, which direction we are going. And exactly as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then you start seeing, you accommodate the wrong, you allow it. And then you see the wrong as right. And the time comes when you start commanding the wrong. And you forbid the wrong, the right. That also comes. And we are guilty of all that. So what is our condition? This is only that Allah says in the Quran that He has fixed a time for our punishment after we have, after, otherwise we have done everything for our punishment, our worst punishment. And Allah gives us enough respite. The ayat also, the hadith, Man ra minkum munkaran. Whosoever sees a wrong being done. And here, very important also, in practice, we take the wrong understanding of the hadith. That, Man ra minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu. That is the command. You see a wrong, change, correct that wrong. The correction is necessary. In whichever way, even if you didn't say a word, but you corrected it. You just gave that person who has that obedience to you, and you give him a stern look. Like little children, many times, you just give them a stern look, and they don't take, they pull their hand back. They were supposed to take something. So that you change the that is what is required. So do it if the conditions are, such conditions are prevalent in the ummah, that you can use your hand, you have got that power. That is, Islamic government is there. And you got the force of the army with you, the force of the police with you. Then use your hand. If you haven't got that, and you have no support, and you do something, and that person fights you back, he takes you to court. And today, even in Saudi, even in Masjid Nabawi, Haram Sharif, you tell somebody that don't do the wrong thing, they go and report you, and you get caught. You get deported for that. So you must have that power with you. Then, otherwise, kabi lisan, with your tongue. And man ra minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu bi yadi. Not, you can't manage with your hand, kabi lisan. If not, fabi qalbi. And fabi qalbi, the first stage is not that you you regard it as a guna. The first stage is also fal yughayyirhu bi qalbi. You change it with your heart, with your dua, with your thinking. How can I work a plan that this person can come out of this guna. Today, how many gunas, our friends, we mix with them, we talk, we know they're in guna. We don't even think of a way that how can I inform him, or that I make dua for the person. This is very important also for the people who, and everyone is responsible for Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, that we make the dua of hidayat for the people. Not only we condemn them and criticize them, and if it's not coupled with dua, we are not sincere. And we can be taken to task by Allah. And if they don't still listen, make dua of istighfar for them. If they not making istighfar for themselves, you may, Ya Allah, forgive them. They don't. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, li qawmi fa innahum la ya'alamun. How they hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of maghfirat for them. So we make dua of hidayat for them. Still they don't listen, make have that feeling. If we haven't got that feeling, something is, we not fit then also still. We are still far. It's our duty, Amar bil Ma'ruf, but we not fit for Amar bil Ma'ruf also. So we, a person who's got that in his heart, then you can expect some results to come. People will listen, people will obey. But if you are just to condemn and just to criticize, you are making the people. And the lowest stage is that you don't regard the wrong as a wrong also. And how many of us are guilty of that? For which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beyond that there is no iman in that person's heart. If we don't even regard the wrong as wrong, and we don't regard it, we are still talking, laughing with the person. For example, we're still making jokes about the haram things, people are going to make videos here, and we make a joke about it. It's a serious haram, and we don't regard it as a, we're making a joke about it, or any other like that. So those are, and we are all 100% guilty of these things. Allah Ta'ala guide us, inshallah. So, a few other points that we have to, with regard to Maulana Saad, one very important thing, when we just doesn't need any observation from anyone, or any you analyze it and you go step to step and you come to your conclusion. You work it out. With his own mouth, he says that he makes in about 2015, roughly there when Maulana Zubair, the son of Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab, passed away. Then he said that Maulana Saad gave this in the mashura of all the elders, he was part of them. He said that don't make me the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat, because many people are very close to Maulana Zubair, and then they will get cut off from the world, the people of Delhi. And don't make Maulana Zubair the Amir, because many people are attached to me, the people of Mewat. They will get cut off, so let there be no Amir. Let it go by mashura. And also, very, very important to note, he said that must not have bayat anymore in the markaz. Nobody must make bayat. And it was agreed. All agreed that no bayat. Then, when Maulana Zubair passed away, until the time when Maulana Zubair was living, he was the only person eligible for bayat. He had ijazat to make bayat from Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, and Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib. Besides that, nobody had ijazat. So he told no bayat. So anyway, it was agreed upon. Then after 10 years, he started bayat. First, very privately. Then, but more openly. And then, in public. Now, announcements are made. And a very, very, very shocking thing is that on whose hand he makes bayat? Maulana Ilyas Sahib. Maulana Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, is his great-grandfather. He wasn't born. Maulana Ilyas Sahib passed away in 1946, round about there. And Maulana Saad was born round about 46, 66, say 20 years later he was born, roughly. And he's making bayat now in the silsila, in the tariqah, on the hands of Maulana Ilyas. And according to tasawwuf principles and usul, when a person becomes bayat, then when the sheikh, whenever he feels, he gives him ijazat. Now that person will make bayat on his sheikh name through the means of this of that person. So Maulana Saad makes bayat on the hand and the silsila of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah. How can this be possible? And another very, very strange thing of there are many things of which there are so many ironies and so many contradictions. Maulana Saad, and unfortunately many who follow him also say, this is the words of Maulana Saad in one quote, he says, Mujhe hairat hai ke poocha jaye ke tumhare islahi taalluq kis se hai. He says, I'm shocked and surprised. People ask in Tabligh, they ask, who is your taalluq, your islah? Who is your sheikh? I'm surprised they ask this question. Kyun nahi kehte ke mera islahi taalluq is kaam se hai? Why don't you say my islahi taalluq is with the work of Dawat? Dawat is my sheikh. That is what Manasad says, that Dawat is your sheikh. Dawat will make your tarbiyat. If that is the case, then why does he make bayat? A complete contradiction. If Dawat is enough for you, then why are you making people bayat? So, then, mera islahi taalluq Dawat se hai. He says, my taalluq or my islahi taalluq, people ask, well, who are you bayat? My islahi taalluq is Dawat is my sheikh. Which is a complete wrong thing. From the time of Nabi alayhi salat, and bayat was so stressed in the Quran Sharif to this detail. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, idha ja'akal mu'minat yubayi'naka. Then all the conditions that they must fulfill. Then fubayi'hun, make their bayat. So it's the bayat of woman has been mentioned in the Quran. يَدُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ Our Shaykh Rahmatullah says, the only way to get Allah's hand on your hand is you become bad. Allah says, يَدُ اللَّهِ That means Allah's special mercy, Allah's special rahmat is when you become bad. And this is all in the Quran Sharif. But unfortunately, we read Quran, but we don't read it. We don't take notice of all this. Bayat is so important that he says, Dawat is your sheikh. Who is your sheikh? It has to be a person. Your doctor, you say, my medicine is my doctor. Your doctor, if the doctor is not there, how is he going to, what is he going to prescribe? How much must you take? When must you take it? And if he doesn't say, shake the bottle, you might shake the patient. You gave him the medicine and you didn't shake it. Now you say it has to be shaken. Now the poor old sick man, old lady, now you're shaking her. That the medicine has to be shaken. Is baat par yaqeen karo ke amal e daawat tarbiyat ke liye kaafi nahi. And he says, be sure that the work and the amal of daawat are not enough for your tarbiyat. What is enough? Balke zamin hai. The work of Dawat is a guarantee of your islah. It's not only that your amal of Dawat, tarbiyat ke liye kaafi nahi. It's not only that it's not enough, it's a guarantee it's enough for you. And this is when people say they make ghulu. They go, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make Dawat your sheikh. He was the sheikh. And then all the other mashayikh that came after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautifully somebody has explained, all of us say in tasawwuf that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the fountain source of tasawwuf. All our silsilas go to Hazrat Ali. Why isn't it mentioned till Nabi? Because everything of Nabuwat and all the important matters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transferred it to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He transferred it to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. To Hazrat Usman, and it came to Hazrat Ali. Therefore, everything from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what Hazrat Ali. And from there is Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, then all the silsilas, different silsilas carry on. So, that is our, you need a sheikh for your islah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, say, you can give chillas on chillas in jamaat. Till you don't give your chilla in the khanka, your work won't get done. You have to give your chilla in the khanka in order to make your tarbiyat, in order to make your islah. Dawat is not enough. It's a great work and great changes have come. But your ta'alluq and nisbat with Allah will come when you have a share. Maine khub ghaur kar liya. And this is another thing about Maulana Saad, which ulama have got a problem with. He, like a big muhaqqiq and a big mujaddid, that I have thought of this matter, and this is the solution. So he says, maine khub ghaur kar liya. Many times he uses this word. Listen to me. Open your ears and listening. Listen to what I'm saying. Like that he speaks. Like he's an absolute authority on this matter. Kaam karne walon ki ke pair ukharne ki asal wajah ye hai. Mujhe, that this is the cause why the workers, they can't be stable. Because they haven't made dawat their share. Mujhe to gham hai ke un logo ko jo yahan baith kar ye kehte hai ke 6 number pura deen nahi hai. And I've got Maha Saad says that the people who are sitting here by me, they say that the 6 numbers are not the whole of deen. In other words, the whole of deen is in the 6 numbers. That is another very wrong statement which he also makes. And many of the workers also, unfortunately, they get caught in this trap. Khud apni dahi ko khatti kehne wala kabhi tijarat nahi kar sakta hai. That shopkeeper who says that this sour milk of mine is sour, he won't be able to say. You're finding fault in your own product what you're selling. So how who's going to buy from you? So he said the tabligh people, if they don't realize that da'wat is your share, da'wat is everything, you don't need no share, no one, then you are spoiling your own work. Can you imagine to what level he is saying? Mujhe sakht hairat hui ke jab hamare ek saathi ne aakar mujhse kaha ki mujhe ek mahine ki chutti chahiye. One of our friends told me, I want 1 month off. Kyun? Mujhe fula sheikh ki khidmat mein aitikaf ke liye jana hai. That I want to go for aitikaf to one sheikh. Maine kaha ki ab tak tum logon ne daawat wa ibadat ko jama nahi kiya. You haven't joined ibadat and da'wat. Da'wat is enough. You don't have to go khanka. You don't have to go for one chilla. You don't have to go for itikaf in Ramadan. Tumhe kam az kam 40 saal tabligh mein ho gaye. 40 years you have spent in tabligh. 40 saal tabligh mein chalne ke baad, ek aadmi yuh kahe ke mujhe chutti chahiye. After 40 years, you say you haven't understood tabligh works now. That after 40 years, you still want to go for your one chilla. And how important it is that Quran Sharif, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلِهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلِهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. That ulama different, they made tashri of it. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ, teaching of Quran and hikmah. That's also different form. يُزَكِّي is one, تَزْكِيَةِ نَفْس, which is a job of its own. It is separate from da'wat. It is separate from ta'aleem. It is absolutely, and this has been in the ummah all along, that the darulums are separate, khankas are separate. Da'wat and tabligh is separate, khanka is separate. And all this is required. All the great, Mona Ilyas rahmatullahi should make bayat. He was a murid and a sheikh, and he should make bayat. Maulana Yusuf sahab, Maulana Inamul Hasan sahab. I should translate in those days, and I remember that Hazraji Maulana Inamul, from the stage he should make bayat. So this is absolutely essential. Kyunki main ek mahine aitikaf ke liye jana chahta hu. Maine kaha ki jo aadmi daawat se chutti mang raha, ibadat ke liye, wo daawat ke baghair ibadat mein tarakki kaise kar sakta hai? This person who wants 1 month off to go mein, he can't progress in daawat. Main saaf saaf baat keh raha hu. This is now again that authoritative way. Whereas always our people's tariqa, our buzur, was a humble way. This is in my opinion. If you do this, it's good for you. But he speaks of that great authority. Ke amali nabuwat aur amali wilayat mein jo farak hai, ye farak sirf nakal aur harkat ke na hone ka hai. Main saaf saaf baat keh raha hu. कि हम सिर्फ दीन सीखने की तश्कील पर नहीं निकाल रहे हैं, इसलिए कि दीन सीखने के तो और भी रास्ते हैं, बस तबलीग में निकालना ही क्यों जरूरी है? दीन ही तो सीखना है, Madrasa se seekh lo, khanqa se seekh lo. That deen you can learn anywhere, but da'wat is that main thing. So he stresses a great amount on that. So this is another point where, and we make dua for Maulana Saad, that we put him in which condition he is. How he's making this contradiction. That one side he says that he's making bayat also. And the other side he says bayat is not necessary. Then why is he making the people bayat? And Dr. Khalid, what's his surname, who was in the Markaz Muqeem, Dr. Khalid, I'm forgetting anyway, he says Maulana Saad told him that when he started making bayat, he said, I'm making bayat because that is the only way you can get the people to be obedient to you and accept you as your Amir. So if that is his purpose, if he's making bayat not for Islam, and this all what he's saying proves that he doesn't regard it as necessary. All he wants, the bayat he's doing is that people must regard him as a big sheikh, must be obedient to him, listen to him. So that is the complete opposite of our deen, of the tasawwuf, that yes, humility, humbleness. Not this big authority, all must take me, I'm the big share, all must regard me. People do it on their own, of their love and kindness is a different. But you commanding this, and you are demanding it from the people, that is not correct at all. One time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us that two so-called big sheikhs came from Saudi Arabia. Maybe they were originally Pakistani, staying in Saudi. They came to Pakistan. And in the newspaper, a big newspaper is big, the pages, two full pages, the advert came that we are mashayikh and this our qualities, and people must become bayat to us, and all the references how to become bayat and that. So people came and asked the sheikh that this advert has come on the two full pages of that big newspaper, and the picture photos also there, and they are like big dressed also with the tasbih, big tasbih around the neck, and all the big asa, and all the jubba and qubba and everything. And this thing has become bad. So Hazrat said, ask them, who is their sheikh? From whom have they got ijazat? Nobody. On their own they became sheikh. And now they are inviting for all to become their murids. So Hazrat said on that a beautiful sentence, لا تأخذه بابا من لا بابا له. Don't make that person your father who hasn't got a father. If a person hasn't got a father, how can he be your father? He can't have existence. Like small children, sometimes you ask them, who's your father? They say, I've got no father. Because the father passed away, they're small. But how can you be born if you haven't got a father? You have to have a father in the system of Allah Ta'ala. No, Isa alayhi salam, another Allah Ta'ala give birth to another Isa alayhi salam. You have to have a father. So you can't be a sheikh if you don't have a sheikh. You have to have a sheikh on top of you. And it appears some person who was traveling with Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and after meals Maulana Abrarul Haq should make the sunnah dua, ke akala ta'amukum al abrar, that made the righteous and the pious eat your food. So he was half a alim, perhaps half sohbat of Hazrat, he not fully understanding. So he understood that Hazrat is making arrangement for more da'wah for him in the future. That in future also Abrar must come and eat your food. Akala ta'amukum. So wherever he should go then, he should also say, Akala ta'amukum Abdul Hamid. Akala ta'amukum Yusuf. Whatever his name was. So it looks like Maulana Saad heard Maulana Inamul Hassan some making bayat on Maulana Ilyas' name. So he also just joined. But he didn't have ta'alluq with Iwa. He wasn't at that time. He wasn't bayat with Maulana Ilyas. No connection. How can he also make bayat like that? And if it isn't that, he's nadani, then it is dhoka. If he knows what he's doing, then he's deceiving the people. And unfortunately, just say how many people get deceived? How many people become bayat? And he was born about 20 years after Maulana's passed away. And if you become bayat, just the last moment, once we were in Mauritius, and some ulama, nice, friendly, jokey type, they told our sheikh, we will become bayat with you on condition that as soon as we become bayat, you must give us khilafah. So Hazrat said, if that is the case, that if you just get married and you have a child, then the nasab of the child also is not thabit. You have to wait at least 6 months minimum. Otherwise, normally 9 months then. But if the child is born immediately, then you can't say you the father. That nasab is not thabit. So if you just become bayat and you want ijazat immediately, then that nasab won't be thabit. So if Ma'asad, if 20 years, if we take it, that's the time when Ilyas was passing away. And he was still just about being born, baby. How can he get ijazat in there? And 20 years gap. So if he was 40 years before, then he became bayat and Manana gave him ijazat. That's a different story. And in all this, very, very important, as I mentioned, that we have to make dua for whoever you are making effort on. If you are not making dua for that person, you are just criticizing him, running him down, you are in a very dangerous position. Make dua for his hidayat. And have feeling. And it's a sad condition which these people find themselves in. And they can't now find a way out from it. That to say we were wrong. And now to come right. Also, in that regard, this is no hidden fact also, it's an open fact. The amount of lawsuits, cases against Maulana Saad, which the Indian government has got, the courts of India, not one or two, how many about? 5,700 cases. And ranging from what to what. And after that, he went in hiding. And the hiding, from reliable sources, the government gave him a place to stay. And now he's in hiding. And then, at that time, when the government came, it was in Ramadan, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Maulana Zubair's wife, family, she was a grandmother, 29 family members on the road, middle of the night, nowhere to go, in which the daughters-in-law, the small babies, everything, while he was taken with the government cars to his place, where he's going in hiding, so to say. Then whatever happened to the court cases, nobody knows. Nothing in the press, in the media, that they have withdrawn the charges or anything. He was allowed to stay back in. And in that interim period, the government had the full control of Nizamuddin. And all the records everywhere, right through the houses, private, the rooms and the offices where Yusuf Siloni searched, where all the records of the they had, whatever they wanted to look through and get through, they did all that. Then they allowed him to come back again. And after that, later, nothing, he wasn't allowed to come to the masjid. Then he was allowed to come. Now the masjid Markaz is fully operational. How all this happened? Now where's all that lawsuits? And at the same time, the Indian press, which is everyone can see, no, it's no hidden thing, and it's no makeup story. What a luxury home he has in Kandla, which is about how many acres, how many soccer fields? So big it is, swimming pool. And that was not the tariqa of any of our buzurgs. And his khas khadim, close khadim, what fact he has revealed of the private life of Manasar, that we don't have to speak about, but what things are happening. And this is all in the public domain. It's not hidden. And it's not something that you have to try and prove or something you have to disprove. It's open there. So we have to think. So coming here for the Ijtima, etc., for us to even think of anyone that goes, we are doing a great disservice to ourselves, to Islam. We are destroying our akhirat also. That we go and we mix and we associate. Allah said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَنُوا. Don't have even inclination from your heart. Don't even have a slight inclination. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. If you go, you are increasing their numbers. You are, مَنْ رَضِيَ بِعَمَلِ قَوْمٍ كَانَ شَرِيكًا فِيهِمْ. You are part and parcel of that. So we must be careful also for ourselves. It mustn't be our nafsan yet that I want to show I'm running somebody down. I'm better than the person. Like usually in an argument, how you want to win the argument and how you go against your person And this also of the ulama, which Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullahi said, they pick up, they take out dalil, which is no dalil also. And jawab al-jawab. You give an answer, they give an answer. You give an answer, they give an answer. You get nowhere with all that. Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullahi said, for the ulama, that you trying to prove haram, halal, it can never become halal. What will happen, you'll go out of the fold of Islam. If you make haram halal, you will go out of the fold of Islam, but a haram can never become a halal. What Allah has declared as haram is haram forever. And also in this, we must not overdo pursuing them all the time, just behind their back, and just trying to find fault. How much is necessary? Stay in your lane and stay to your limit. You are allowed to drive 60 kilometers per hour, don't drive 80. You stay in your limit and stay in your lane. Don't change your lane. You are not supposed to be in the bus lane. You are not supposed to be in the truck lane. Don't be there. You are stay where you are. So it's very important in all these matters. When we're talking also, one side we don't do Amar bil Maruf. When we do, we go out of the lane. And we start running down people. And we start acting like big authorities on the matter. Allah save us all. Forgive us for all our wrong. Amen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness. And muhasabah is very important to think that are my actions according to Quran and Hadith. And ulama are there to guide us, but we also, with sincerity, we know what the Quran teaches and what the Hadith teaches. The full details, even great ulama haven't got the full details. But they've got much more knowledge, alhamdulillah. But we have to think. And think, that is one thing, think, and think I have to die, I have to go in my qabr. What is going? And have feeling for the ummah, which direction the ummah is going. This paddle tennis, what a fitna it is. And almost everywhere internationally, next to the masjid. And masjid property, and many times mutawallis of the masjid, they own their ground. They've got them to make the paddle tennis. And the fitna which is in there, and all the other also, how many, the sports today, the music, the films, the videos, photos, what fitnas there are. The lifestyle of the people, we're living like kuffar fully. In our houses is full kuffar style, our houses. Our lifestyle like the kuffar. Our education, we give so much of preference to their education, which is so much wrong totally, but we're giving that preference. Mixing with women. Today our good people, all this, what is happening to the ummah? And we got still no feeling, we don't make a dua also, we don't make no effort also, and we still feel our own ibadah is the great difference between salihun and muslihun. A person who's salih, pious, and there are wrong and haram happening and he doesn't do anything, he's carrying on quietly with his piety. He is liable first for Allah's azab here. Qiyamah day he will be separated from everyone. But yeah, and when there are muslihun, people who are worried too, and there's enough amount of people to guide other people, then Allah's azab stops in this world also. Allah saves those people. But when there's no one to tell anyone, and the ummah is just going down, it's clear, you haven't got brakes on your car, the truck haven't got brakes and it's going on a decline. What's going to happen? And there's no one to stop it. What will happen? In that, if they've got 200 soldiers on that truck, what will happen to all the 200 soldiers also? So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our responsibilities, keep our limits, and be very concerned of what is happening all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.